That may be, but I don't know anything about it.
Or did you happen to know the Menorcan name for the spotted fish, the bazooka?
No, never.
Okay. Now, there's one thing I was wondering. What croaks in the marshes? This type of animal that croaks in the marshes.
Well, they're frogs, I'm sure. They're in the marshes.
Did you ever hear any of these make a noise around here at night?
Oh, well, in the rains you'd have, not necessarily in the marshes, but they're in the yard here all over the place. Frogs croak incessantly.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the little frogs that come in the spring, you know, that don't grow very much, about over an inch or so?
I don't know what you call them. I have no particular name for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what about the big, large frogs?
Bullfrogs is what you call them, larger, I imagine.
And, you ever hear the term spring frog or tree frog?
Yes, I've heard that. Well, I think the spring frog is one that one's edible. They eat frog legs out here a good deal to catch fresh water.
Do you happen to know the type of frog that it's brown and it lives in the garden usually and it gives warts?
Of course, I would call that a bullfrog, but it may not be, I guess they give warts. I don't know whether they do or not. I've never had experience with that.
Well, it's primarily a dryland frog.
I have hunted frogs with a paddle at night with a light up in Michigan, Wall Lake, which is just outside of Detroit. One summer I was up there for several weeks, and I went frog hunting 2-3 times at night. They're large frogs, they jump a long ways.
Mm-hmm. That sounds interesting. I mean, I've had a little experience of that myself. One thing I was wondering, do you happen to know the things that you dig for, and, you know, you use them in fishing?
Worms? Fishing worms, yes. You can find them everywhere.
Mm-hmm. You happen to know of any other terms you'd call them?
No.
Okay.
I'm sure they have nicknames, but I don't know them.
Now, you mentioned there was a turtle that went on land yesterday.
Yeah, gopher.
Right. And what about the type that you happen to know of any, what you'd call them, the ones that go in the water?
Sea turtle is what I would call them. And they grow quite large, and now they're different kinds. Of course, they have alligator turtle that grows in freshwater ponds that have a protruding tail that sticks out 6 or 8 inches, and they're like almost like a snapping turtle that'll bite you. A gopher won't bother you at all. Has a very little tail that just sticks out of its shell a little bit. But a sea turtle, that's what I would think that lays the turtle eggs. And I've had, I've gotten turtle eggs many times. I've ridden on the back of those big turtles. I've caught their eggs as they would let them down. They'd dig a hole, and I'd go up there, and we'd rob the nest. As she would lay them, they'd lay three or four eggs at a time, and we'd catch the eggs. But when they would finish, she would insist upon covering up the hole that was empty of eggs and pat it all good all around. You would have to go through the process before she'd start back for the water. And then she would scarify the area so as to mislead somebody to finding the nest over an area almost as big as this room.
Amazing. Wow. What about the kind of thing that you find in freshwater streams? It's got claws.